In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, it seems to me sometimes that the journey through seminary is like 4 years of Lent. Just as the Lenten journey begins with Ash Wednesday and ends with the Alleluias of Easter, so the seminarian's journey begins with the Ashes of Greek and ends with the Alleluias of Call Night. It's a long journey. It's a journey which teaches a man to die to self and to live to God. And yet a seminarian's life is really but a microcosm of the one that awaits him as a pastor. And the Lenten journey is a journey which is also a microcosm of the life of every Christian. So this morning, I would simply ask you a question. How is your journey going? Are you learning to die to self? You know, Lent is a time of remembering, of reflection, of repentance. And frankly, in times when it was taken seriously, it was also a season of spiritual discipline and renewal. For everything, there is a season. And this is the season when the Christian learns to die to self and to live to God. Our plans, our hopes, our dreams must die that we might live in the fullness of God's life. Abraham's journey was indeed a Lenten journey. In that journey, he was transformed from a pagan to the father of many nations, especially that nation that would bring forth the Redeemer of the world. His eyes were focused on the future, God's future. He looked forward to the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He learned to die to self and to live to God. First, Abraham had no earthly home. He lived in tents with Isaac and Jacob. He lived as a stranger and an exile on earth, looking for that unseen city of God. True homelessness is much more than just a vexing social problem. It's a way of life, and for the Christian, a spiritual virtue. Second, Abraham was powerless to be what God had called him to be, the father of descendants as innumerable as the stars of heaven. Biology dictated that he and Sarah were far beyond the age of conceiving a child. Their procreative powers were gone, and yet God was faithful to his promises and brought forth a son from the very deadness of Abraham and Sarah. Third, this same son, Abraham's most precious possession, the son of the promise, was brought by Abraham to be offered up in sacrifice to God. With his knife in hand, Abraham prepared truly to die to self in offering back to God God's most precious gift. It was indeed a long Lenten journey for Abraham, a journey to death itself. So how is your journey going? Where's your home? Is it the place you left behind to come here? Is it Fort Wayne? Is it the place that you will go, God willing, with your call in hand? Or are all these but the tents of a stranger and exile on earth who looks for the city of God? How's your journey going? Are you doing the impossible? Were friends and family perhaps right when they said that you were crazy to chuck it all and to head off to the seminary to prepare for the ministry? Do you sometimes look back at what might have been? A job, a career in some profession or business? And does it sometimes look pretty good, especially when you face tuition bills and tests and papers and an unknown earthly future. How's your journey going? Are you so alive to self that you want to retain that which is most precious to you rather than give it back to the God who gave it to you in the first place? Can you raise a knife of sacrifice over your most precious possession? I don't know if any of you are Abrahams. I do know this. I'm not. If I fail, as I believe you also fail, to see even a dim reflection of yourself in this man, our father Abraham, how much more must we see a distorted reflection as we look in the perfect mirror of God's holy law? To all who are on the journey, God says, repent and learn to die. Or if life is a journey through a veil of tears, and if Lent forces us to die to self, it also teaches us that we live through and in and towards God. Most of you never had an opportunity to know a man I wish you could have known. Dr. Howard Tepker, professor here for 36 years, completed his earthly journey on February 26th and was given Christian burial 1 week ago today. He knew the life of a pastor, serving God in often difficult times. He knew the sorrows of earth, having lost children, and a year ago his wife. Yet he believed what he taught. I remember years ago in his class on eschatology, one of the primary principles was this, that Christian death was never to be feared because it led to heaven in the presence of God forever. Dr. Tepker, like those others before us, looked forward to a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And it's that city which is your true home. Unlike the places you come from, unlike Fort Wayne, unlike any place in this earth, his city is an enduring one. And his power is a power that is displayed in your weakness. What you can never do, he does abundantly again and again. It is his sacrifice which is offered in place of anything you might sacrifice, even your most precious possession. To think how much you have perhaps given up to prepare for the ministry is to force you to realize that, in fact, you have given up absolutely nothing. Even if you, like Abraham, prepared to offer up your own child, it would mean absolutely nothing for your greatest need, sin. Including the sin of a pastor is not atoned for by our sacrifice to God. As Abraham prepared to offer up his son Isaac, his son looked and said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham answered, "God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." And as Abraham took that knife and lifted it over his son, God stopped him and prepared a ram caught in the thicket in the place of Isaac. God will provide himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. For all of us who must learn to die to self, God has provided his own lamb. Here is the sacrifice which matters. For here is the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Once and for all humanity, God has settled the issue of sin and its consequences. This Lamb, Jesus, has been sacrificed, and his blood has done that which no human could do. Redeem the world. Abraham, we read later in Hebrews, considered that God was able to raise men even from the dead. In our life of learning to die to self, we learn the power of the resurrection. This sacrifice of the Lamb of God, once slain, now lives forever. And all that we are or ever hope to be is wrapped up in this. Jesus Christ lives. And because he lives, all of us who are baptized into him, all who are fed with his holy and precious word, all who are fed with that blessed sacrament, shall live. We are on a journey. A journey to a home prepared by the one who entered death, who entered the tomb, but who rose again and ascended to prepare a home for all of us. That journey leads to the joy of knowing his power, the power of the resurrection. It leads us back to the cross, where the only true sacrifice was completed. As you walked into Cramer Chapel this morning, you noticed the baptismal font. There, at another font somewhere, your journey began. There, God called you through the water with the word to be his own. There, you became a child of God, one whose own story was rewritten with the story of Jesus. There you began that lesson of how to die to self. There you learned how to die and to rise again. For there you were united with the one who died and rose for you. Only in learning to die to self and to live to God can we ever answer that question. How is the journey going? Amen.